with SRN News. I'm John Scott. In Germany, a car has plowed into a busy outdoor Christmas market in the eastern German city of Magdeburg, injuring an unknown number of people in what authorities say was a suspected attack. The driver of the car has been arrested. Magdeburg is just west of Berlin. Once again, numerous injuries have been reported. On Capitol Hill, budget talks are continuing, with the deadline for a government shutdown now just hours away. Political observer Ben Domenech says new revelations that President Biden was largely absent from key foreign policy decisions. That explains a lot about the administration's hostility toward Israel.
That's just an astounding thing to learn, but it also puts in perspective how discombobulated this has been from the top and how much his aides have been running things. And it turns out that when it comes to their attitude towards Israel, they do not view them truly as an ally, and they do not prioritize their interests as they should.
Domenech interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Also at SRNnews.com, Tesla recalling almost 700,000 vehicles because of an issue with a warning light on the tiny pressure monitoring system.
Here's the problem. The tire pressure monitoring system warning light may not stay lit up between drive cycles, failing to warn the driver of low tire pressure. If your tires aren't properly inflated, you could be at a higher risk of a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the recall includes some Model 3s from 2017 through 2025, some Model Ys from 2020 through 2025, and some Cybertrucks from 2024. Tesla says it's got a free software update to fix the problem. I'm Rita Foley.
And on Wall Street, the Dow had 640 points. This is SRN News. Disney backs down.
There's been a nationwide backlash against woke capitalism, and it appears that the Walt Disney Company is getting the message. The entertainment giant says it has killed a planned LGBT episode of its forthcoming Win or Lose animated program for kids. Disney has released a statement saying, quote, "When it comes to animated content for younger audiences, we recognize that many parents would prefer to discuss certain subjects with their children on their own terms." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Males competing against females in school sports has become one of the most contentious topics in the country. Everyone from lawmakers to judges to athletic leagues are grappling with it. In high school, the rules vary from state to state, with about half of them passing legislation that effectively bars boys from playing against girls. The NCAA has decided to pass the buck to the governing bodies of each individual sport, as has the International Olympic Committee. This is SRN News. It's still to be seen how numerous drone sightings may impact Christmas air travel.
As of this week, the FBI has received more than 5,000 tips about drone sightings. And even though the White House National Security spokesman John Kirby insists there's no public safety threat, officials in several states are still demanding more answers. At Stewart International Airport in New York last week, the runways were closed for an hour due to drone sightings. With some 40 million people expected to fly next week, the FAA is reminding all drone operators to make sure to comply with federal airspace guidelines. Bob Agner reporting.
Texas Attorney General again trying to block a man on death row from giving testimony at the state capitol. Robert Roberson, sentenced to death in 2003 for killing his two-year-old daughter, a group of Texas lawmakers have raised doubts about his guilt. They successfully paused his execution back in October. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.